and you're listening to All Things Considered here on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. Many of New England's native plants are in serious trouble. That's according to a new report released today by the New England Wildflower Society. The study looked at more than 3,500 known plant species and determined that 22% are considered rare, in decline, endangered, even extinct. We're joined now by senior research ecologist Elizabeth Farnsworth, one of the authors of the report. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So 22% of all New England native plants are rare or extinct. This sounds like a really, really high number. What's going on here?
Yes, it's nearly 600 species that we are concerned about. And there are a number of factors that are threatening plants throughout the region. And some plants are threatened by multiple sorts of factors. So invasive species, both invasive insect species that are beginning to threaten plants in our forests, like, for example, the hemlock woolly adelgid and the emerald ash borer that's on our doorstep, invasive plant species that are outcompeting certain of our native plants. And overarching all of this is the impact of climate change. We're already seeing the effects of climate change on our native flora, and we expect those effects to worsen in the coming years.
You mentioned climate change, and this seems to be something that could affect all different kinds of plants. I'm wondering why certain plant species might be doing well throughout these changes and other ones maybe aren't doing so well.
Right. So some plants are able to respond pretty sensitively to things like an early spring or longer, warmer seasons, or even some of the droughts that may be predicted to occur during the summer, and some of that really heavy precipitation or extreme storm events. So some plants are able to respond pretty flexibly. Some of those are pretty weedy type plants. Others are members of our native flora. But there are also other plant species that are not as responsive and can't be as opportunistic.
And when we talk about the most at-risk plants, can you give us a rundown of some of the most at-risk plants? Are these things we're seeing every day, or do you have to go deep into the forest to find this particular plant that's in danger?
No, you don't necessarily have to penetrate very deep. Wild lupin, for example, we see some of those along the Vermont highways. Some of those maybe are native species. They're members of a sort of sand plain or open grassland communities. One of the most endangered group of plants that we're paying attention to are our native orchids. And these, of course, are a pleasure to see because they have these wonderful, big, charismatic, flashy flowers. They really capture the imagination. They're some of our showiest members of our native flora in New England. And we have over a third of all of our native orchid species are, in fact, declining or considered rare. And that's a pretty significant number and a real loss.
I hear you talking about some pretty big problems, invasive species, climate change. Is there any way to reverse the type of decline we've seen among these New England plant species?
For sure. You know, it has taken us 300-400 years of incremental decisions and actions to sort of bring us to the point where we are today. Similarly, each of us as individuals can take some really pretty simple steps that if a significant number of us actually takes these steps, we can have a big cumulative impact on the rare plants of the region. Also, in keeping common plants common, you know, we want to keep our common familiar species from entering the ranks of rarity. So at the individual level, you can plant a native plant in your garden. You know, encourage your garden center to actually sell native plants that have been grown from seed of local populations.
We've been speaking with senior research ecologist Elizabeth Farnsworth about a new study that shows many of New England's native plants are in serious trouble. Elizabeth, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you for having me.